This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. The precipitation so far this week has been less than a quarter inch on Columbia Basin farms. However, many areas in Adams and Grant counties received one quarter to one half inch. We're still in an active weather pattern, so we'll see a couple more Pacific weather systems entering the inland northwest today and this weekend, but additional precipitation should be less than a quarter inch. Livestock will likely experience some cold stress this morning and again overnight. This is especially true for new fall calves or any weak animals. A drier and colder pattern will take hold early next week as a large high-pressure system off the west coast brings a northerly flow into the inland northwest. So you can expect temperatures to be 5 to 8 degrees below normal for the first week of December. It will probably be cold enough to hold off growth of pastures and winter wheat development, but I don't expect any cold damage to winter wheat at this time. Pacific air with a return to warmer temperatures and more precipitation is possible the second week of December. Well, we're at the end of November, and it turned out to be cooler than normal in the southern Columbia Basin, with precipitation only 30 to 50% of normal. North of Yakima to Moses Lake, temperatures average closer to normal, with rainfall 50 to 75% of normal. For AgInfo.net, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.